For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael came ashore in the Florida Panhandle, whipping 155-mile-per-hour winds. National Weather Service Director Louis Uccellini says it's still a dangerous Category 3 storm en route to Georgia.
We still have hurricane-force winds, great circulation system moving right towards southwest Georgia. Very dangerous.
Agriculture in Georgia is in jeopardy with high winds and flooding. Farmers could lose their entire crop, most of which is ready for harvest. Florida Governor Rick Scott says search and rescue crews are out looking to assist people wherever they can.
They're very aggressive right now. These teams are getting out there to assess the damage and to provide any resources anybody needs.
At least one death has been reported. Nearly 400,000 homes and businesses are without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
One Republican senator is calling for more civility in politics, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Republican Senator Rand Paul said he worries that the current political climate will lead to deadly violence, which may include an assassination. He joined Fox News to talk about people needing to be more civil regarding politics.
I was there at the ball field when Stephen Scalise almost died from a very angry, violent man who was incited really by rhetoric on the left. And this hasn't been reported enough. When he came onto the field with a semi-automatic weapon, firing probably close to 200 shots at us, shooting five people and almost killing Steve Scalise, he was yelling, "This is for health care." He also had a list of conservative legislators, Republicans, in his pocket that he was willing to kill. So what happens when Democrats say get up in their face, they need to realize that there are a lot of unstable people out there. There are people with anger issues. There are people that are prone to violence. They might even live next door to you. You don't know where these people are.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Like California, Oregon, and Washington, and many other states, Canada has now decided to cash in on a lucrative cash crop. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
On October 17th, Canada will become the second and largest country with a legal national marijuana marketplace. Uruguay launched legal sales last year after several years of planning it. It's a profound social shift in Canada, promised by the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and fueled by a desire to bring the black market there into a regulated taxed system after nearly a century of prohibition. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump has signed into law the Patient Right to Know Prices Act that will lower the cost for the estimated 60% of all Americans that take prescriptions. With more, here's John Clemens.
In addition to the number of all Americans taking prescriptions, you can also include 90% of all seniors who spend as much as $340 billion, including $45 billion, out of pocket a year. Up until the signing, pharmacies were not allowed to tell patients about the best prescription prices. President Trump says progress is being made for all Americans using prescriptions.
Tremendous progress has been made. Where we're making very obvious progress, and you can see it, is we are reducing prescription drugs and the cost of prescription drugs.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.